In its attempt to crack down on terrorism, the Justice Department has proposed sweeping changes to the criminal law. Even most civil libertarians agree the law needs some tweaking, but some lawyers and privacy advocates worry that if Congress approves the changes, the government will have a much freer hand to look at people's taxes and to listen in on phones, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
To Republican Senator Charles Grassley, the question is simple. How can America thwart terrorists when it doesn't see them coming? The information is there, he says, but it's compartmentalized. The FBI, CIA, and other agencies have to jump through hoops to share it. He says that has to stop.
We've got to get all the agencies of federal government pulling together in this war on terrorism, as we got all the agencies of the federal government pulling together to beat Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo.
And that's exactly what the administration wants to do. It sent Congress a package that would open the doors between agencies. Take, for example, the barrier between the IRS and the FBI. Chris Rizik, a tax lawyer and former official in the Treasury Department, says under current law, the FBI must go to court to get taxpayer information. It has to prove to a judge that it needs the highly confidential information to prosecute a crime.
That wouldn't necessarily be required any longer if the FBI said, oh, there's a terrorist activity we're investigating, which is the broadest terminology that could be used here, and they just get the information. That concerns me.
Rizik says under the Justice Department proposal, the IRS could hand over taxpayer returns to any federal employee investigating, quote, terrorist incidents, threats, or activities, and it wouldn't have to go to the courts. Rizik worries about giving the FBI and others that kind of unsupervised leeway. Criminal law experts say the biggest change involves the use of search warrants. Under current law, there is the run-of-the-mill search warrant. The police or FBI has to go to a judge and prove that they have probable cause to believe a crime has been committed or is about to be. Then there are the secret search warrants, used against people the government believes are spies or terrorists. Those warrants are much easier to get, because you have to only prove the person you want to watch is an agent of a foreign power. It's a much lower standard. Stephen Salzberg, who's on the American Bar Association's Task Force on Terrorism, says the Justice Department proposal could make it much easier to get those secret search warrants for regular criminal cases. As long as there is some intelligence gathering going on, even a little bit, then investigators could get the more attractive secret search warrant.
The problem with it is it may permit the excuse of intelligence gathering to completely change the way we engage in criminal investigations.
He says people may think that's fine if the warrant is used against criminals, drug traffickers, or the mafia. But he says ordinary citizens could end up being monitored. Take the case of a student that the FBI suspects of terrorism. Salzberg says when the FBI taps his phone, for example, it captures everyone that student talks to, his professors and his friends.
Inevitably, there's going to be a lot of information about a lot of people that's going to come into the hands of the government, and under these bills, going to be shared between intelligence gathering officials and criminal investigators and prosecutors. And at some point, I mean, somebody's going to have to say, what happens to the information that gets gathered?
Justice Department officials say the government has to adapt its laws to the new threat and to new technologies. And indeed, they've wanted these kinds of reforms for years. Up till now, Congress has resisted. But the tragedy of September 11th presented the administration with an opportunity. Jonathan Turley, a national security lawyer, says the administration is pushing for huge changes, knowing Congress will work to protect civil liberties.
In that sense, I think that this could have been a very brilliant tactical move, since the administration is going to get largely what they want, but they're going to have Congress performing a very public and necessary role to assure the public that while we have to fear terrorism, we don't have to fear our government.
And Congress has promised a vigorous debate on how to fight the war on terrorism. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.